AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The United States is promising Haiti some $200 million to help bring a multinational security force onto the island nation, which has been racked by violence.
We all know that urgent action is needed on both the political and security tracks.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's also pledging $33 million in humanitarian aid. House Republicans are set to take a vote telling TikTok's Chinese parent company to either sell the platform or face a possible U.S. ban. It's a move that is opposed by front-running GOP candidate Donald Trump. Three school children have died in a fiery crash in Illinois that also killed their bus driver and the driver of a semi-truck struck by the bus in Rushville. Bill Redshaw's the sheriff there.
Small community, Rushville, Illinois. It's a close-knit family, and when you have loss of lives like this, it's devastating.
The warden of a federal women's prison in California has been pushed out of his job after an FBI raid on the facility today.
A person familiar with the matter says more than a dozen FBI agents were searching the federal prison in Dublin. An AP investigation in 2021 found a culture of abuse and cover-ups for years at the facility, about 21 miles east of Oakland. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Prosecutors say a 76-year-old Connecticut woman accused of killing her husband but hiding his body to collect his paychecks has pleaded guilty to manslaughter. Dr. Pierluigi Bagazzi was a pathology professor at UConn Health until his death in 2017. As Ramadan observances take place in the Middle East, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is urging a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of Israeli hostages. A mixed close on Wall Street. This is AP News. A group of lawmakers is working to require automakers to keep AM radios in cars.
They say it's critical to public safety, especially in more rural parts of the U.S. The proposed law, called the AM for Every Vehicle Act, was proposed in Congress last year. Now there are enough co-sponsors to pass the bill in the House, and the Senate only needs a few more sponsors as well. If passed, the Department of Transportation would require all new motor vehicles to have devices that can access AM broadcast stations. It applies to vehicles manufactured in the U.S., imported into the country, or shipped in interstate commerce. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The NAACP says black student athletes should reconsider attending public colleges and universities in Florida. That's after the University of Florida and other state schools eliminated diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.